Our first scripture reading is taken from the book of Job, page 569 in your pew Bibles, and we read Job chapter 42, beginning at verse 1. Then Job answered the Lord and said, I know that you can do all things, and that no purpose of yours can be thwarted. Who is this that hides counsel without knowledge? Therefore, I have uttered what I did not understand, things too wonderful for me, which I did not know. Hear, and I will speak. I will question you, and you make it known to me. I had heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you. Therefore, I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes. This is our first reading. Please rise out of respect for the reading of the gospel. The Holy Gospel is recorded in the Gospel according to St. John, page 1134. And we read John chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the word of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you. From God, our Heavenly Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus. Amen. My text is based on your gospel lesson for this evening. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then verse 14. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is our text. As we journey through Lent this year, we will be remembering the crucifixion of Jesus and what it all means. And this evening we are remembering the fact that that person hanging on the cross was not a mere man. He was the Son of God. But as Lutherans, you know, we love to ask that question, what does this mean? to identify Jesus as God's Son. And quite frankly, to most people in our culture today, what that means now is not as awesome a thing as it meant long ago. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. To say that Jesus is God is to say that he is the creator of the heavens and the earth. And at least within our own church denomination, that's something we still believe. It didn't happen by a big bang. Our ancestors were not some species of fish that crawled out of the sea and turned into a monkey and eventually became us. No. With a word, the heavens came into existence. With another word from God, light began to exist. With another word, the waters were created and separated. With another word, land was formed. With another word, life began to exist in the seas. And another word, life began to exist on the land. And then, as we've already noted in our liturgy, God took some dust and made us. And we are not just a higher form of animal. We were made in the image of God himself. How incredibly awesome that is. To ponder not only what God can do with his almighty and creative hand, but that he would make us in his own image. Thus the scriptures teach, thus we believe. And how awesome then is it that that God, with all his power and all his might, that God who fills the universe would take on our puny form and allow himself to suffer, to be tortured, to be nailed to a cross, and to die. But the God of most people in our culture today is not that God. He really had nothing to do with the creation of the universe. Well, maybe he bumped something and the Big Bang started, but after that, it's just nature doing what nature does. And we're not really that different from anything else in creation. Oh, we might be a higher form of animal, but in the end, that's all we are. And life created in the womb, well, that's not that special a thing. If you don't want it, we can just get rid of it. Remembering Jesus is God. For that to mean something. For that to be the awesome fact that it is. Also requires us to understand who God is. And to remember what he does. And as we try to communicate the blessings and the awesomeness of what Christ has done for us, one of our challenges in this world is to help people understand how awesome God really is. He is the creator of the universe and of us. But he's more even than that. He is the judge of the world. At least that's what the scripture teaches. And that this earth and everything in it is one day going to disappear. And every single individual on this earth will stand before God and have to get a reason for being allowed to live with him in heavenly glory. And that's what we believe. That's what Scripture teaches. But again, in our world today, God just isn't that awesome. According to most people that you ask, if they believe in heaven. And that's not a given. And if they believe that one day they're going to stand before God, they believe they'll be judged based on how well they've lived in their lives. And if you ask most people, well, they're not that bad. And we have all kinds of shows on television that you can tune into and watch people with far more messed up lives than you have right now. And you can listen to them tell their tales of woe and their trials and their sins. And you can say to yourself, I'm pretty good. I'm really not that bad. And you know, in most churches today, if you will, most liberal church bodies, you know, everybody really is going to heaven anyway. God is not a mean God. And yes, we need some cleaning up, but nobody ever really is that bad that they deserve to spend an eternity in hell for the life that they have lived. The God of our culture, and unfortunately, the God, even in many churches today, who identify themselves as Christian, is really not that awesome. He doesn't make us, and he's not going to judge us. But that is not the God of Scripture. Is he a loving God? Yes, he is. And later on in chapter 3 of the Gospel of John, we're told, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." Everybody knows that verse. But people tend to forget what follows. "Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and the people love the darkness rather than the light." Tonight, remember that on the cross was the Son of God. But not the God that people tend to make up in their own minds these days. The God that we have created in the image we want him to be. No, the Son of God that hangs on the cross to give his life to pay for our sins. the God of Scripture. God, the creator of the heavens and the earth. And the God will one day destroy this world and judge all who have ever lived. And based on this simple thing, do we know how much love he has had for us in giving up his son to die for us? The more we understand who that God is, the wider, the deeper, the more magnificent and awesome we understand his love to be in giving up his Son, the Son of God, to die for us. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Jesus. Amen.